91X News.
It's 21 degrees and raining at noon. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Venema. A Marmer man will spend 15 months in jail for the death of his five-week-old daughter. Nicholas Bailey, 19 years old, was sentenced yesterday following the incident at a home on William Street in Marmer last June. The child was taken to hospital at the time but could not be revived. Police have identified the teen who died while swimming near Trenton. A group of teens were swimming Saturday evening just north of Trenton when one of them disappeared under the water. The body of 16-year-old Cole Sager of Carrying Place was pulled from the Trent River on Sunday. An autopsy yesterday confirmed Sager drowned. The British Prime Minister has flown home to deal with the riding crisis in Britain. Tom Rivers reports from London.
In parts of London last night, it was the looters, not the police, who owned the streets. One senior officer says plastic bullets and curfews might have to be considered. Prime Minister David Cameron says force numbers are being beefed up.
Compared with the 6,000 police on the streets last night in London, there will be some 16,000 officers tonight.
All leave has been cancelled and officers from outlying areas are being drafted in. Many stores, theatres and pubs here playing it safe by closing early for the day. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Belleville police are asking for the public's help after a suspicious male was seen peeping through a window watching a young female change her clothing. Just before 10:30 last night, the male was seen on Bridge Street West looking through the window. He may have taken a photo on his cell phone. The male was last seen walking westbound on Bridge Street West. He's described as a black male, approximately 6 foot tall in his 30s, wearing a white and blue striped shirt and carrying a backpack. Police urge the public to call them if any suspicious persons or activity is seen in your neighborhood. Police say the owner of a Brighton business reported a break-in from 100 kilometers away. Police say the factory owner was watching via a remote video system at the Ontario Street business, which was closed yesterday. The man called police from another of his company's locations in Whitby. Police arrested a suspect a short time later. Charles Raymond, 27 years old of Frankfurt, was charged with two counts of break and enter, theft under $5,000, possession of property obtained by crime, and possession of break-in tools. He is due in court today. What a difference a day makes. Less than 24 hours after North American markets tumbled more than 500 points, both the Toronto and New York exchanges are seeing healthy triple-digit gains. Economist Susan Schmidt says markets will recover quickly from yesterday's losses.
I think we're seeing some great opportunity right now where people had time to step back, look, they're reassessing, and I'm very confident and positive on this market over a 12 to 18 month time frame.
The U.S. Federal Reserve is expected to release a statement on monetary policy this afternoon that investors hope will shed some light on the direction of the U.S. economy and any further stimulus measures that could be taken. The Canadian dollar is sinking very close to parity with its U.S. counterpart. The loonie is down more than half a cent this morning and is trading at 100.39 cents U.S. So far this week, the loonie has lost more than 1.8 cents. Traders say part of the downward pressure is coming from oil prices, which have dropped 17% since the start of last week. This morning, oil is trading at just under $79 U.S. a barrel. And that causes gasoline prices to drop this morning by about 2.7 cents a litre across southern and eastern Ontario. That puts the price of regular in the Toronto area at just over $1.23 a litre. In the Montreal area, it's going for slightly more than $1.27. More price drops are expected in the days ahead as the price of oil continues to fall. A review of Japan's nuclear emergency earlier this year shows some disturbing events. Brian Thomas has more.
An Associated Press investigation finds Japan's early warning radiation system was working earlier this year during the nuclear emergency, but the information never reached the key decision makers. As a result, thousands of people were exposed to radiation needlessly in the early days of the crisis. For instance, it was predicted an elementary school would be on the path of the plume, but the word never got out. So the school was set up as a temporary evacuation center, putting untold numbers of people right in harm's way. It's unclear how much radiation people got or if they'll suffer long-term health problems. I'm Brian Thomas.
With kids heading back to school soon, some families face the financial burden of buying school supplies. The Good Backpack program has had almost 800 local children register since the program was established in 2000. This weekend, outside the Sport Check at Quinte Mall, individuals wishing to buy supplies for the kids may do so on site. Ruth Ingersoll says it's a very feel-good program to get involved in.
We know, you know, it's a program that you get to see the smiling faces of the kids as they come and pick up their backpack and pick it out. And, you know, it's just one of those that you leave you with knowing that you have helped.
The program is in partnership with United Way of Quinte, Community Development Council of Quinte, and Volunteer and Information Quinte. And a 17-year-old girl is due to appear in an Edmonton court today to face two charges of aggravated sexual assault. The girl, who cannot be named, is accused of having unprotected sex without telling her partner she's HIV positive. That's 91X News to 1204. Sports is next.
It's here! Big Brothers Big Sisters Rib Fest, presented by Investors Group, is coming August 12th to the 14th at Westwicks Park in Belleville. Enjoy ribs and chicken barbecued to perfection by 8 professional river teams. Listen to live music all weekend long. Have fun in the kids' zone and more. Free admission all weekend with a $2 minimum donation for parking. For more information, visit QuinteRibFest.ca. It's Quinte's biggest little barbecue. Proudly sponsored by 91X.
Several top seeds are in action today on day two of the Rogers Cup tennis tournaments. Defending men's champion Andy Murray will be in action in Montreal. Kim Clijsters, Serena Williams, and Ana Ivanovic are scheduled to play today in Toronto. Canadian pitcher Rich Harnan will get the start for the Oakland A's tonight at Rogers Centre. The Toronto Blue Jays counter with Brett Cecil. Both pitchers have 500 records. It will be Jays third baseman Brett Laurie's first home appearance since being called up last week. Roy Halladay became the National League's first 15-game winner as the Philadelphia Phillies beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 5-3. Doc credited the bullpen for picking him up after he left the game in the seventh inning.
You really feel like you get through, you know, six, seven innings, you got a chance to win the game. And they've been very good. And even, you know, on nights like tonight where, you know, it's not the best you've ever seen them, they found ways to get it done.
Canada will try to get its first win at the under-18 Ivan Hlinka Memorial Hockey Tournament. Canada takes on the Czech Republic after losing 5-1 to Sweden in the opening game. And in the NHL, the Anaheim Ducks have locked up head coach Randy Carlyle to a new 3-year contract extension. Carlyle has coached the Ducks since 2005. Newly acquired slot back Arlen Bruce spent extra time at the BC Lions practice working with quarterback Travis Lule. Bruce, who was traded to the Lions from Hamilton last week, says it's important he get on the same page as the quarterback.
Anytime you come to a team and you're a receiver and you're going to be on offense, you have to get with the quarterback first. And as soon as I got here, I'm in the locker room catching balls from, you know, carrying the ball around because I just want to be involved and do what I do, and that's help team win and help teams win and contribute.
Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver DeSean Jackson has ended his holdout and reported to preseason training. Jackson explains why he showed up to camp.
I'm here to play football. I want to win games, man. You know, I think so far, free agency and the, you know, additions added to the new people on the team, you know, I just feel very happy about our chances this year.
And England called off today's exhibition game with the Netherlands due to concerns about player safety. The decision came amid a wave of rioting and looting across London. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports 91x weather today. Increasing cloudiness. A good chance of showers this afternoon with a risk of a thunderstorm. We'll see a high of 23. Tonight, partly cloudy. Chance of showers this evening and after midnight, a low 16. A mix of sun and cloud tomorrow. Showers beginning near noon and ending early in the evening. A risk of a thunderstorm in the afternoon as well. We'll see a high 25. And a mix of sun and cloud on Thursday with a high 24. At 12:08, it's 21 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Mark Venema.